Turundusdoktor aitab.
And our case study today sounds like that. Me and a couple of my friends plan to start a company focusing on sports travel. That means we plan to arrange trips to international marathons for runners and also trip for sports fans to different competitions like to European championships in different fields. We are not only planning to arrange the tours around the sports event, but also adding value like giving advice for people to train for the races and also to provide additional attractions during the trips. As a startup, we do not have massive marketing budgets, but need to reach the persons interested in our services. And the question is, where should we start from?
Okay.
Nikki, are you a runner?
Yeah, I had... I thought it was important for these people to clarify for themselves who they're looking at as customers, whether they were going to target any particular age group, whether they were going for any level of exclusivity or price point, and obviously that also ties into the kind of sports that they're dealing with. And really those questions existing, because if you don't have a massive marketing budget, then your budget can be better spent if you're very specific about who it is you're trying to reach. And it could be, you know, from the case study here, it's very broad. And so I think it's important for this company to really identify who it is that they want to sell to. And then, of course, there's also, depending on what sports it is, with the marathons, well, then you would go to the sports clubs, gym membership, running clubs, those kinds of people who are already interested. And perhaps the membership clubs rather than the free clubs, because you want people to have disposable income. It might be a possibility for some collaboration and relationships to help this business get started up, either with sports specialists, maybe with hotel or tourist groups. You know, hotel groups, say, it says marathons, but golf, for example. Golf happens at a place, you know, with a hotel. Maybe there's some kind of way in of building some relationships, or perhaps with some of the venues who are aspiring to bigger events. Also any local sports personalities, I would perhaps try and build a relationship with, in order to make the most out of the budget that you've got. And yeah, that's right, really, I suppose. And what is the USP? What is the thing that makes this different? I mean, if they want to start with marathons, I would perhaps do a little bit more research and see whether or not that is the most beneficial place to start in terms of the travel and the profit.
Always, you can be a bigger when you're trying to propose something more interesting, and I'm not sure actually. Of course, I'm a little bit doubting that this is a good business idea at all. But this is not my problem. I know that such groups, they are doing it already, and many are traveling. For example, extreme traveling is done also in the same way. But the point there is that you're doing with friends or people similar to you. It's there. It's not a question that we're bringing in somebody, a beginner who doesn't know anything, and then we all will wait until he will grow and then we'll try to use. This is something that I'm really doubt. But what I would do, I would try in a way that in Estonia we have some great marathons and we have many runners. I would just go to those marathons. We have 10,000 and even more people running there. I would make a straight forward proposal for everybody and who is running there. For example, I would say that with us, in 2 years' time or 1 year time, we will take you to New York Marathon or whatever marathon. And if you come with us to this marathon, the training suggestions for during this year will be free for you, for example. And your money comes for this organizing this marathon or all this trip. So maybe it's interesting to somebody. At least you will see, do they want to be trained or they want just to keep on going how
or
they
maybe,
do it?
Or maybe you could have like a person. Like this is your person who is doing the marathon. And I'm just kind of thinking.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So that you have that person that and so the advice around training and so on and so forth, that you could train with this person who is going to do, perhaps this person is going to do something extraordinary. They're going to do every marathon in the world. Or they're going to do like a marathon a month.
For example, yes.
You can go and see them and you can kind of buy into that they're kind of like club, whoever it is. And watch them and go and see them live. Oh, but then you also are part of the online community that is supporting them. Do you know what I mean? So if you had that kind of external, this is our runner, this is our person. And so then you've also got a little bit more of a reason to go and see, to travel and see that marathon if everybody is behind that person.
Yes. And then you can go to organizations and companies telling that give us one person and support him and we will take him to the heaven.
I didn't know heaven had a marathon.
Yes, yes.
Heaven, marathon of heaven. That's good. I was thinking that for me, the first, not the first questions, but one of the questions was that I don't know even from which start, where they should start from. Should they start from targeting the end users, let's say the runners or the travelers, or should they first start targeting the marathon arrangers? Because everyone who organizes a marathon or international one, they usually, there is a big competition between the marathons, big competition about who is the fastest, big competition about who has most participants or who has most elite athletes or who has most different nationalities or whatever things they are looking after for. And it might be useful sometimes to go first to the biggest marathons and try to understand what their strategy is here, not in Estonia probably. I don't see it as a business in Estonia, but more maybe if you take the Baltics, you get three countries. Maybe you can even get some of the people from Russia. And you try to make the group bigger and say that, okay, we are bringing to you 500 runners. That is a fairly big amount from, let's say, four different countries. What kind of exclusive deals you can offer to us? Is it some kind of to get together party with the really top athletes of the world who start from the first row or something else? So so maybe it's worth of working with the marathon organizers at first, trying to get the very, very special deals and then come to the final users and telling that, okay, in addition to bringing to you that level that you can run a marathon, we can help you to have a kind of a, I don't know, pasta party with this person and morning run with that person and whatever the parts of the marathon are. So I would maybe even think about working with the marathons, trying to understand how do they compete, build a good portfolio of marathons, kind of filling up all the year, the 12 months really, that someone who wants to run a foreign marathon every year can do it, or every month can do it. And that helps also to smooth up your recruitment process, that you don't need to get all of the money from one event, but you can kind of share the risk between the several ones of them. And then the people, the fan club who is participating and traveling to different championships, I think this is a total different group of people. So there are two different target groups to work with, and I don't know, probably needs a bit calculations, what would be the kind of the financially better group to work with. Thank you for the show, and dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting cases. You know we love to solve it. And thank you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.